I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
I think, and we could talk about this for a little bit, I think the Draymond Jordan pool thing really affected them more than they thought.
You think?
A little bit. I really do. They seem really disconnected, especially defensively.
I kind of feel like teams have just kind of figured them out.
I don't know. They don't play defense like they used to. And
yeah,
they don't seem as tight a group as they were. I don't know.
How did Steph score? You know what?
He had 50 and they lose.
He's like Ohtani now. You know what I mean? Yes. Ohtani, 3-for-4, pitches 8 innings.
Except the honeymoon is never over for Steph.
Yeah, I know. And the honeymoon might be over for Ohtani that he didn't win MVP. That's a travesty. Anyway, that's not for this podcast.
I know.
But I just think that teams, and listen, they're 6-9, okay? So it's not like they're the Pistons and they're 3-13, right?
Correct.
So they can turn it around, and you can't count them out, right?
No, never.
Even if they're a lot like the Lakers. If the Lakers make the playoffs, you kind of have to be like, okay, can LeBron take over a few series? Steph and Klay, and Klay ain't right.
Right.
That's a big thing, is that Klay Thompson, so I've never been a professional athlete. I don't know if anybody knows that, but I'm not and haven't been. But he's so worried about what the critics are saying about him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who cares that Charles Barkley doesn't like your game?
Right.
Like, you're not
Charles Barkley is an entertainer. He's the greatest entertainer the NBA has ever had off the floor.
Yes.
And so embrace it. Who gives it? You're right. Who gives a rat's ass?
But he's always after podium talking about the critics and this and that. And it's like, Klay, listen, the more that you show that it's getting under your skin, the more they're going to write about it. Because guess what? You're reacting to it. And so what is somebody like me going to do? I want to see what they said about him. Now.
Right.
I would never know about that beforehand.
By the way, another team that I definitely overachieved. How are the San Antonio Spurs?
Another
have the
team that you thought was going to epically tank.
Yeah, I mean, Vassell's playing well. Poeltl is Poeltl. Josh Richardson is going from team to team. The team is doing a nice job.
Well, and they got rid of DeJounte Murray,
right.
Their main star.
Right, and their leading scorer is Keldon Johnson.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, out of Kentucky. He's averaging like almost 24 points
even
a game.
Even at Kentucky, I wasn't like that overly impressed with him. And
right.
Then he gets to the league. I love players like that. That in college, you're like, and then they get to the NBA and they can free flow and really go.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, you mentioned they were going to be playing Sacramento.
Good coaching, too.
Yes. You mentioned Sacramento, and they're a team that they have a winning record. When was the last time the Suns had a legitimate winning record?
I mean
the Kings. When Weber played there.
So, well, people used to really talk about their rebuild with Marvin Bagley and everything, and that just didn't work out.
No, and look, we talked about Fox, Sabonis. As much as I loved Halliburton.
Indiana gave up on him.
Right, but as much as I love Halliburton,
they'd
rather have Sabonis. The kid from Atlanta, Herter.
Yeah.
Who played in Maryland. He's averaging 16 points a game.
And that's a prime example. You watch that kid at Maryland, and you're like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
He's like Duncan Robinson.
Right. Malik Monk is playing well, too. And like you said, Keegan Murray, he's only played 12 games. He's averaging 12 points a game. Harrison Barnes,
journeyman, but yeah. He's a NBA player
yes.
that can score in this league.
Former Piston legend Trey Lyles is actually averaging 7 points a game. So another team that's...
They're better than expected.
Much better than the Pistons.
And, I mean... What were your expectations for the Pistons coming in this year? I didn't have many.
I said the under.
The under was what, 27, 28, something like that?
I did not buy into the whole, well, they could make the play-in game.
Okay, good.
No, not at all, because I see how in this sport, I mean, we look at, the NFL and the Lions, it should take, 2-3 years. And NBA is different. No. Just like hockey, it takes a long time unless you get a generational player who's going to be unbelievable right from the get-go.
But even look at the Bucks with Giannis. I mean, that's a generational talent.
Right.
It took a while.
Right,
to
but nobody
really...
knew. But nobody knew he was going to be generational.
No, not at all.
Okay, but look at LeBron when he came to Cleveland.
How long did that take?
Yeah, a couple of years before they made the playoffs.
It took for him to leave to even win.
Yes, exactly. But they did make it to the NBA Finals, unfortunately, as we saw that. You know.
Well,
game
yeah.
Here.
I mean, that's stupid. 27 straight points.
Yes.
But at least the Spurs went in there and showed them what was up in four games.
Yes.
But I mean, LeBron was still 22 years old, something like that. 23, whatever he was at that time.
Yes. So Pistons.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Lose to the Clippers. They take on the Lakers on Friday, and then we talked about the rest of the trip. And next week, we will have another edition of Restore the Floor.
Maybe this floor gets restored this weekend, you know? Maybe it starts to. Maybe they're hammering in some new nails or something. But
I think you've got that Michigan State optimism running through your veins if you think so. This team is just bad.
I know.
I just want to be entertained. And quite frankly, without Cade, they're not that entertaining, except for Ivy and Duren.
Well,
and Bogdanovich is fun to watch. So you have three players worth tuning in to see.
To see, but
not to win.
And how long does that last though? Because I'm sorry, Stoney, but 20 point a night guys are a dime a dozen in the NBA.
Correct.
That's not exciting to me.
I know.
So I need to see Cade make a little bit more of a jump.
Right. Well, that's why Ivy and his speed and Duren and his athletic, they're fun to watch. They're
Ivy,
entertaining.
100%.
They're entertaining. So you have two entertaining. I think Cade's somewhat entertaining when he takes over games he has. But that's it.
And so let me correct myself on that, too, because he could be entertaining. Like Luka Doncic is a very entertaining player
right.
to watch because of what he does. He's not going to kill you with speed. Crazy dunks
right.
or behind-the-back passes. Well, he will do that, but that's what Cade needs to become, but he just doesn't have that shot yet.
Mm-hmm.
Luka can shoot the ball from anywhere on the floor at any given time. And once Cade develops that, then maybe that's more of an entertaining brand of basketball for me. This is my personal
opinion. That's
just
not in his repertoire, though.
And it's not.
No.
And so... Be the leader then, man, right? Rally the troops.
Yes.
Have people get on your back and put a game away. Like, would they have won last night with him? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? They would have gotten in a hole a little bit differently. I know that. Now, would he have been able to finish? Look, before he got hurt, he had one bad game before he got hurt.
That was the game that he hasn't played since,
right.
4 points.
But he had that five-game stretch where he was really, really good.
Yes.
But
they lost
still
all.
Lost. You know, they lost two games to Boston. Do you believe what they're doing? We should talk about them, man. They're incredible. Tatum.
And Brown.
Yeah.
They're going to score you 60 a night every night.
Right. And it just shows when you have guys like Marcus Smart. Smart, okay? I mean, they know how to play. They were in the finals last year.
Well,
what did they say?
He was the first guard in how long to win the Defensive Player of the Year,
yeah.
right? Like, Jordan won it in the 80s. Gary Payton won it in the 90s.
Right.
Like 96, maybe, 97. One of those years they were in the finals, and then Marcus Smart. It just shows you how crazy good you got to be on defense, because that's a big man's award, right?
But
blocks,
yeah.
rebounds, blah blah blah.
They've been getting really good contributions from like Grant Williams.
Oh yeah, and Sam Hauser.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, what?
Well, Joey played like Sam the other night.
Yeah, and Joey ain't going to do that game in and game out, though. We all know that.
We hope so, but...
Once Joey has to dribble the basketball, things go a little haywire, but...
So next week, a pre-Thanksgiving version of Restore the Floor. Tell all your friends about it. You can download it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. For Evan Jenkins, I'm Stoney. Have a wonderful weekend, and let's hope the Pistons can win a game.
A game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.